table for three, please. Right over there. Now, girls, you need to be especially polite and vigilant for this portion of the initiation. You see that guy to the left of our fine table? Slowly land on him. Don't just look. And don't look at the same damn time, for fuck's sake. Good. As I was saying, this fellow appears to be on a date. Though, he looks very nervous. He keeps adjusting in his seat. I think he's trying to be attentive, but man, it must be hard for him. His date is dressed like she wants to be filled, and I doubt that meal will do the trick. God, that dress is skin tight. No way she's got anything under it. Poor guy. Listen to their conversation. If he's our target for the night, he will excuse himself to either the bathroom or outside for some fresh air. Then, you know what needs to be done. Blah, blah. Favorite color, blah, blah, what do you do for a living, blah, blah. Ah, here we go. Would you excuse me a moment? I think I need a bit of fresh air. Sure you do, buddy. Let's go, girls. Well, hello there, fella. How are you? We couldn't help but notice that you've got a really hot date. Why on earth would you need some fresh air? Oh, I see the problem right here. What's the matter? Cat got your tongue? Or am I squeezing your dick too hard? Hey, pal. It's not my fault. It was practically reaching out to me. Calling to me. You see, I like to call myself the cock whisperer. Yes, chuckle all you want. Just don't mind me gripping your aforementioned appendage a little harder. That shut you up. Girls, come here and kneel in front of our new friend. I'm going to let you go, but you've got to promise to be a good boy for my girls. A real gentleman. What do we want? Can't a few girls have a normal conversation about cock without wanting something? Oh, I see what you mean. It is a little strange that my girls are, freeing your cock and, oof, starting to lick your heavy balls. As a cock whisperer, it is my duty and pleasure and burden to find and relieve all that tension that men tend to let build on a date night. In your case, I bet you're hopeful that scantily clad woman in the restaurant might want you, or at least take pity on you. Either way, you're looking to score. You were thinking about that plunging neckline of her dress. How easy it would be to just push the soft fabric to the side. Take in the side of her exposed and naked breasts. Tuck in the fabric behind the swell of her tit. your fingers brushing against her skin, her nipple.
Giddy twitch, girls. Yeah? Good.
I thought, why should I be the only one searching the streets for these desperate men? No offense. So I had to branch out. Find other women willing to aid me on this little endeavor. After a while, I found that I had a dedicated group. Well, yes, I suppose you could call it a gang, but that's so unrefined. Anyway, you, my dear, are the first for my two newest girls. Are their mouths working your jewels properly? Oh, I'm sorry. Seems they haven't even touched your hard, throbbing cock. Let me help. There we go. Now, doesn't that feel better? Oh, I know it does. Having my closed hand run up and down the length of your shaft while your balls are licked and sucked. Quite enthusiastically, I'd say. Girls, you wouldn't be enjoying yourselves, would you? Huh. He tastes good, you say. No, I don't believe you two. I commend your efforts, but oh, I'll be damned. You do taste kind of sweet. I suppose just this once I can suckle on this head of yours and let my hand jerk you off. But don't tell nobody. Oh, my lands. I forgot all about this man's date. We don't have time for this. You need to come and, I don't want to get me or my girls dirty, so let me just, excuse me, ladies, pull up these boxers and pants here and you don't care that I want you to come in your boxers, right? I mean, we are pressed for time, and I could just not let you come. Was that a please let me come, miss? Oh, so sweet. Okay. Well, yeah. That's my good boy. Move your hips. I know you miss our mouths, but this is all you're getting, mister. Come on, baby. Give me what I want. Make that dick explode inside your pants like the bad boy you are. Are you close? I can feel you twitching. Don't hold back on me now. Girls, grab his hands and hold them up against the wall. Trying to pry my hand away. It ain't stop until you come, so just... Oh, very good, my boy. I can feel your cum spreading across, all warm and thick. So much of it, goodness. Making that pretty dark spot for all to see. Gray pants were not a good idea, huh? At least you made me somewhat happy. But to make me truly happy, you need to come again. Actually, you need to come now. Oh, I know. So soon after you come is just not fair. Spreading all that spunk around. But I want more. And you will give me what I want. Or we will be here all night. Fuck the damn date. I do not care. Then my girls will have a turn with you. And I... For our troubles, you might just have to service each one of us to completion. So I suggest you get to coming again. Oh, God. Don't look so scared. I'm just messing with you. Grow a pair, why don't you? I'm done having my fun with you. Run along to your date and try to explain your absence. If she hasn't left for the night, maybe she might be patient and wait for you to rise to the occasion. Bye-bye now.